Good morning. It's 7:51, and this is the wake-up call here on WBAA News. Good morning. I'm Chris Morisi-Pizza. Here with me is Daryl Clays, the director of Tippecanoe County Emergency Management Services. Good morning, Daryl. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you this morning, Chris?
All right. We're here to, I just checked in with you and asked you to come on the air this morning for Wake Up Call to tell people, give us an update on the opioid overdose calls, the number of calls that your agency is seeing this year compared to previous years. What's a thumbnail sketch of the problem that you're seeing?
What we've been monitoring for the last 2 or 3 years now has been a significant increase in heroin use and additionally opioid use in general. What we're seeing here in Tippecanoe County is very consistent with what we're seeing across the state of Indiana in general and additionally what we see nationally. So unfortunately, we're not immune to the effects of the opioid overdose epidemic right now.
But what are you seeing in terms of local statistics?
Specifically here locally, this year it's actually become a little bit alarming. This time frame last year, from January 1st through April 12th, just statistics as of yesterday, last year we had 28 calls for heroin overdoses. What we have so far for 2017 is an increase of to 72 calls. We're also seeing the continued use of spice in our area. Last year we had 44 calls, and this year we're up to 50 calls during the same time frame.
So looking at that statistic, those data, what are we on track for? I mean, what are you projecting out for the year here in Greater Lafayette?
Well, unfortunately, with the heroin issue that we have currently, we've already doubled from last year's statistics. Last year in general, one of the, in Narcan, the medication that reverses the effects of opioid overdose has gotten a lot of attention nationally. Now, that's a medication that we, as far as an emergency medical service agency, we've carried that for over 20 years. But the use of that medication has risen significantly. Last year, in its entirety, we used approximately 330 doses of Narcan. And as of right now, we're up to 142 times that we have used Narcan. So we're almost to the halfway point in the first 3.5 months of this year.
And is the supply available to you? Also, I know what I was going to ask you is, what are your emergency responders seeing in terms of the effectiveness, the efficacy of the Narcan? Are they having to administer multiple doses to one patient? What are you seeing?
For the most part, when we're presented with a opioid overdose, the biggest concern that we have is it affects the respiratory rate of an individual. And depending upon the amount of drug that they've ingested or taken, it can actually put them in a complete significant respiratory depression all the way to respiratory cessation. So our goal is to simply return the respiratory rate to a level that is sustainable for life. Our goal is not to get there and really wake up the individual. We just need to see clinical improvement and maintain them, because unfortunately, one of the downside of waking an individual up completely with Narcan administration is when they come out of that state that they've been in, frequently they're extremely combative, very violent, and that puts our EMS crews at risk, especially in the confined space of like the back of an ambulance.
And so what is it that needs to happen? You're telling me that you're bringing them back slowly and that they need to be monitored after that. What's the potential can happen after that first dose is administered?
Right. That's one of the significant concerns. So right now, what we're very fortunate to have in Tippecanoe County are administrators in various positions for different departments. Both of the mayors, Tony Wierzworski and John Dennis, are very proactive about making sure their communities are safe. And we meet on a regular basis to discuss these statistics. So what we're concerned about is we do have a lot of agencies now that carry Narcan. And so what we have to be cautious of, or the individuals when they administer Narcan, is that 911 is always called. We have highly trained EMTs and paramedics on our staff that are very used to working with this medication. The sheriff's department, other police departments are now looking at, or either carrying it or looking at using Narcan. But what we need to make sure is if they administer Narcan that 911 has been called, because some of the medications and, the illegal drugs that these individuals are using are mixed with a wide variety of things. And so Narcan works very effectively. It returns respiratory rates. It wakes people up. But what we'll see is if this drug has been mixed with something else, once the Narcan wears off, if they've got another drug in their system that has a longer half-life, that individual could go right back into respiratory depression. So that's one of our biggest concerns. We just need to make sure that a lot of the individuals that have access to Narcan right now understand that if they administer that medication, that individual, yes, you've done what you need to do to potentially save their life, but they do need follow-up medical evaluation.
Okay. And who are you? Who are the patients? Who are you responding to calls for this help?
When we've started to break down our statistics a lot further than we used to, and actually this year for the first time we're starting to track male use versus female use and so on. And what I can tell you, what we're seeing currently in Tippecanoe County, is that the average age of our heroin, and this is specifically looking at heroin, is a 33-year-old male in Tippecanoe County, are the average statistics that we're seeing.
Okay. And when we talked yesterday briefly, you said that meth use has tapered off because you felt the law enforcement crackdown and the restriction on the availability of access to the ingredients for meth. Do you think something similar would help with this heroin situation, or is heroin just too readily available?
You know, right now, that's one of the things that we're running into. One of the drug task force in the area, when they really made their initiative towards meth use and so on several years ago, there were so many products involved with that they were able to put different restrictions in place and so on. But yeah, I think you kind of pegged it right there. The products to make heroin are readily available. You don't need the big full-blown process like you used to have with a meth lab or even the portable meth labs and so on. And so it's easier for people to conceal. It's very easy to make. It comes into our area on a frequent basis. And I know law enforcement is out. They're very aggressive at working and trying to get control of this. But heroin's, as of right now, this one's a tough one to get a hold of.
All right. Thank you very much, Daryl Clays.